Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise Sassy and she's down from Griswold Way. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning.
Denise, we want to visit about an auxiliary to the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, which you've just recently organized, as I understand. But I think before we talk about the auxiliary, we need to talk about basics about the organization Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War. Kind of give us a bit of background about that.
All right. Right after the Civil War, there was an organization formed that was called Grand Army of the Republic. And they were the veterans of the Civil War. And as those veterans began to die, the organization was going to cease to exist. So the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War was formed in 1881.
It's a pretty old organization.
Yes, it is. Very old organization.
Yes. And has it garnered more attention now these last few years with all of the, you know, the anniversary of the Civil War and all this movies? It's just so much information about the Civil War that's been coming to us.
Right. Actually, in this part of the country, we really have not seen a great influx in membership. But I'm sure, like on the East Coast, where those battles actually occurred, I would imagine that there has been more interest.
And as I kind of just quickly looked at the web, as I understand, the headquarters is in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
So that would seem to be certainly a central point in terms of the country and all the parts of the war that went on there, too. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So how old is the organization here in this area?
Are you talking about the Sons or the Auxiliary?
The Sons. I'm still on the Sons.
The Sons here in this part of the country in Iowa was formed in around 1881.
Okay.
I think they all organized about the same time. I can't tell you exactly
sure.
how long the Sons here in Atlanta have been
sure.
Going.
Well, you know, when you say that they were all formed about the same time, I think a lot of us don't know, and I don't have many of the details, but that there were many Iowans who participated, who fought in the Civil War, and there were whole groups of people who left from Iowa to fight in the Civil War.
That's exactly right. I understand that there were more Iowa Civil War soldiers per capita than any other state in the Union.
Very interesting, isn't
right.
it? Yes. So we do have lots of history that we probably need to learn more about.
Right.
So now let's talk a bit about the auxiliary, because that's pretty new. You're the chaplain of that group and fairly recently formed.
Right. And the auxiliary was formed in 1883. It was originally called the Ladies' Aid Society.
Yes.
So if you've ever heard that term, that's where it came from.
Is that right? It's not surprising, I guess.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
The name was, after several name changes, it finally became known as the Auxiliary to the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War in 1894. And its main purpose is to assist the Sons to keep alive the memories of our ancestors. And we also assist the Sons in doing rededications of memorials. The Sons have been very active in maintaining some tombstones, resetting them, and we assist in that. And the auxiliary also is very involved in charitable activities. Anything that you can think of that's a charitable activity, all of the members, you know, would be involved in all those various activities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
you've mentioned a few of the activities that you've done. What geographic area does this group cover?
Mostly Iowa. We've gone to, last spring, we did six rededications in 3 days up in northeastern Iowa. Oh, around the Ida Grove area.
Okay.
There.
So not so very far from us. Uh-huh.
Right. And then this spring, we've got some more to do, and I believe it's in the southeastern part.
Okay. So what does that mean? What do you do when you do a rededication?
There's a ceremony that the sons have, and it's written out. It's something that was started back when the sons was originally organized, and it's just a ceremony
recognizing
that memorial. Uh-huh. And just rededicating it to its purpose of remembering the Civil War.
Very interesting. So when you talk about, you're the chaplain of this group, do you have members from more than one county, or is it mostly Shelby County or Cass County? Where are those members?
We're all over Southwest
okay.
Iowa. We have some members from Red Oak, Stewart.
Okay.
Red Oak. Yeah.
Covers quite an area then in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so are there any requirements to belong to this? I mean, do you have to show that you're in your genealogy that you somehow were related to a Civil War veteran?
Yes, there are a couple of different ways that you can do that. You can have direct lineage, as in a great-grandfather, or you can have a collateral lineage, as in an uncle or an uncle, or you can join if your husband is a member of the SUVCW, and that's how I joined.
Okay.
I mean, I do have lineage. I just didn't want to go through the searching and the paperwork to prove my lineage.
Very interesting that if people want to belong, that means to me some sort of detective work to kind of trace that back.
Right. Right.
And
a lot of people know already, that they had someone. It's just finding that paperwork proves it. Yeah.
And I'm sure that many of the counties have very active genealogical societies. They would be happy to help in that search also.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And are you active in a genealogy group?
No, I'm not. Active in a genealogy group.
But I have to mention that I met you and Dennis through the Cass County group, and you were here for a presentation, and so that's how I got to meet you, and
right.
Happy to do that. So you mentioned the rededications coming up. Are there some other things that either the auxiliary or the the men's group, the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, that you have coming up besides the rededication?
Several of the men from the SUV here in Atlantic participate in the Memorial Day service at the Atlantic Cemetery. They lay the wreath for the Civil War veterans, and that's always a very impressive ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Are you still searching for those grave sites of Civil War veterans?
There is a individual who has recorded many of the grave sites and tombstones here in Iowa, and I would assume that he is still very actively looking and searching for those. So, yeah.
So, and I'm guessing if somebody says, well, I think there might have been somebody in my history, well, they probably should just kind of get at that and see if there is, because what a wonderful background of history that is.
Exactly, it is. Yeah, it's a very interesting time period.
Now, Denise, if somebody wants to join and they have the proper paperwork and so on, do you meet on a regular basis, or tell us a little bit about the local group?
We meet on a regular basis. We meet on the first Thursday of the month at 7:00 at the Armory in Atlantic.
Okay.
And if you don't have all of the paperwork and you are pretty sure that you have a member, just come on ahead and one of us can help you get on the road to finding the proof that you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Come and visit.
And yeah, see what's going on and be a part of this really important group.
Right.
So Denise Sassy is the chaplain for the local Southwest Iowa group, and I know that Dennis is very active in the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War. Mouthful. I know you use initials because it's a long title.
Right.
But it says what it is.
Yes. He also is the chaplain for the SUV group.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you very much for visiting with us about this group and about the new auxiliary group, and maybe there's a new member coming out of that.
Right, and if anyone is interested, you can go to our website, www.asuvcw.org.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you.
Here's a thought. Learning from mistakes of others, you must, because you can't live long enough to make them all yourself. Eleanor Roosevelt said that.
Yeah.